Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this marvelous Monday morning.
Yes, we're going to make it marvelous, regardless of how you might be feeling right now.
That's exactly right.
First thing we're going to do is give you a do not fear scripture. How about that? Do not fear on the 4th and 20th of July. 2 Kings 19:6, Isaiah said to them, "Tell your master, this is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid of what you have heard, those words with which the underlings of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me."
Wow.
It does not pay to blaspheme the Lord.
No, it does not.
And we're going to jump start your Monday with some marvelous words from the Word of God.
And a teaching called, "You're the Real Deal."
Yes, you are. We're just going to, if you don't feel it, we're going to make you feel it by the end of this broadcast.
That's exactly right.
Hallelujah.
You're the real deal and original. That's the way God created you.
Yep.
That's the way He wants you to live. And over the years, honey, I've heard people try to emulate their favorite secular and or ministry idol, not the pagan kind. I've seen people walk like their idol, talk like their idol, use the same mannerisms, in fact, preach their messages word for word. God didn't create us to be clones. He created us to be originals, to be the best that we can possibly be. I heard it said years ago that if you try to be like someone else, the best you'll ever be is suck at best. And that's something to ponder. Herman Melville, who wrote the book Moby Dick, once said, "It's better to fail in originality than succeed in imitation."
Think of that.
That's powerful. The Word of God's very clear. God wants you to be an original.
Because He made you an original.
That's it. Galatians 5:26-27. Message Bible. "Since this is the kind of life we've chosen, the life of the Spirit, let us make sure that we do not just hold it as an idea in our heads or a sentiment in our hearts, but work out its implications in every detail of our lives. That means we will not compare ourselves with each other as if one of us were better and another worse. We have far more interesting things to do with our lives. Each of us is an original." There it is in the scripture.
Yes, it is.
Now, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the word original means the source or cause from which something arises. What makes you an original is your source of origination. Genesis 1:26, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." As an original, you were created in His image, after His likeness. You were to have dominion over everything on the earth. Genesis 1:27-28. God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. God prospered them. Prosper, reproduce, fill the earth, take charge, be responsible for the fish in the sea and the birds in the air, for every living thing that moves upon the face of the earth.
Hallelujah. You know, the scripture says that as an original, we're to do the following five things. 1, prosper. 2, reproduce. 3, fill the earth. 4, take charge. And 5, be responsible for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth. That's a lot of responsibility. But when we consider these five areas, does that sound like someone who just chose you and settled in for second best? Does this sound like you are to dawdle in mediocrity? Not at all. Doesn't sound like you're to live your life as a second fiddle, but a top banana. How about we put that? Anyway, it sounds like we are to not be like anyone else or emulate anyone else except Him, meaning God Almighty. Do you think that it's an accident that no one else in the world has your fingerprints, your voice prints, Absolutely not, because you are created to be an original, not a copy of anybody else. Even twins have their own individualities. Our Heavenly Father recognizes that each one of His children, while unique in their creation, are responsible for working out the details in their own lives to ensure their own originality. So what does it take to be an original according to the Word of God? Well, let's look at Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13 in the Classic Amplified Bible. It says, "All has been heard, the end of the matter is. Fear God, revere and worship Him, knowing that He is and keeps His commandments. For this is the whole of man, the full original purpose of his creation, the object of God's providence, the root of character, the foundation of all happiness, the adjustment to all inharmonious circumstances and conditions under the sun, and the whole duty for every man." Wow. Our original purpose is being defined in this verse. Fear God, worship Him, and He keeps His commandments, so we need to keep them too. One translation says that we're to follow His instructions. Now we find the words of Hebrews 13, verse 14, Classic Amplified, kind of gives a further confirming of what we should be and how we should live and our purpose for being. For it says, "For we have become fellows with Christ the Messiah and share in all He has for us, if only we hold our first newborn confidence and original assured expectation in virtue of which we are believers, firm and unshakable to the end." So we need to be sinking our roots down deep in the Lord. God did not make a mistake in creating you. He created you as an original, just the way you are. You were originally designed to be, and as we've said earlier, unique in all the earth, or you would have never been born.
True.
In Romans 8, 29 and 30, 8, 29 and 30, Message Bible says, God knew what He was doing from the very beginning. He decided from the outset to shape the lives of those who love Him along the same lines as the life of His Son. The Son stands first in line of humanity He restored. We see the original and intended shape of our lives there in Him. After God made that decision of what His children should be like, He followed it up by calling people by name. After He called them by name, He set them on a solid basis with Himself. And then, after getting them established, He stayed with them to the end, gloriously completing what He had begun.
Powerful.
It is.
So here's a fundamental question. Why should you and I try to be like someone else? Anyone else. We are each unique and original. Let's look once again at Galatians 5, 25, 26, Message Bible, which says, "Since this is the kind of life we've chosen, the life of the Spirit, let us make sure that we do not just hold it as an idea in our heads or a sentiment in our hearts, but work out its implications in every detail of our lives. That means we should not compare ourselves with each other as if one of us were better and another worse. We have far more interesting things to do in our lives. Each of us is an original." I love that. God does not want us comparing ourselves with anyone else. It doesn't matter what they own, doesn't matter where they live, doesn't matter what they drive, doesn't matter where they work. The scripture says that we're not to compare ourselves with anyone else, for better or worse. That's especially true when it comes to our behavior and obedience to His word. I remember when I was in high school, I justified my behavior by comparing it to that of my friends. I didn't get drunk like this friend, so I must be okay. I didn't sleep around like that friend, so I must be okay. I could go on, but here's the bottom line. There came a day when I realized that I'd been using the wrong standard of measurement. The only one I should be comparing myself to was Jesus. That changed my perspective and my life. How many times have you ever had someone say to you, just be yourself? Truthfully, that sounds good and smart, perhaps. But the truth of the matter is this. I want to be like him because that makes me an original, destined with a purpose and a plan. You weren't born a copy. You're an original. There's nobody else like you. Nobody has your potential or DNA.
And nobody has your calling in life. And it's time that we begin really to act like what we were created to be, an original. I love the fact that, you know, somebody may not understand your calling, but this, let me tell you this, it wasn't a conference call. It was your calling. So you are going to live your life according to who God made you to be. The Living Bible translation of Hebrews 2:8 says, and you have put him in complete charge of everything there is. Nothing is left out. God's message is clear. You are an original, the real deal. And there's nobody else at all like you on planet Earth. You are unique, important, and you have there is something for you to do that only you can do. So to assure our uniqueness and success, he has placed precious promises in you, and he desires you to be able to have them fulfilled in your lives. Let's start today.
Every day.
Every day. Start today. If you're feeling down and out because of circumstances around you, you know what? Let's get up and in because the Lord God is on your side.
That's right. You're somebody special. Because he created you.
Yep. And the two of you make a majority.
That's it. I love it.
I love it too.
Father, in the name of Jesus, let every person hearing our voice have a marvelous, not only Monday, but a highly productive week. Father, let them to see things in the Word they've never seen.
Yes.
To hear what they've never heard.
Be encouraged like they've never been encouraged.
Amen. We agree together.
Yes,
and we call that done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you.
We do.
Bye-bye.